Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 15th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pe Gimel. Masechta Yoma, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah deals with the Bigdei HaLavan, the white clothes that the Kohen Gadol wore for the special service in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And our Mishnah is going to tell us that on the morning when he wore these the white clothes, these Bigdei HaLavan, they were of a higher quality than those of the afternoon of Ben Arbaim. Bashachar in the morning, Hoya Loivesh Plusin. The Kohen Gadol would be wearing white clothes or linen clothes of a very high quality, fine, that came from a city called Pilusin in Egypt. Some say Pilusin is Ramses. Shol Shneim Osar Mona, that were worth 12 mona. That's 1,200 zuz, 12 mona. Ovein Harbaim, but for the service of the day in the afternoon, Hindavin. They were clothes that came from, or the linen came from the Hindus from India. Shol Shmoina Mea Zuz, and they were worth 800 zuz, much lesser quality. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that altogether the spend of Hekdesh for these clothes of the Kohen Gadol would be 20 mone, or 2,000 zuz. V'chachomim Eimrim, Bashachar Hoya Lovesh, Shol Shmoina Ser Mone. Chamim held that in the morning he would wear linen clothes of Shmoina Samare, that's 18 money, or 1,800 zuz. Uvein Harbaim, and in the afternoon, in the evening, Shal Shneim Asamone, of 12 money, 1,200 zuz, which means Hakoil Shleshim Mone. Says the Mishnah, that's altogether 30 money, or 3,000 zuz. The Gemara explains, why did they have to add this statement? Altogether 300 zuz. It's to tell us that the budget of 300 zuz was somewhat flexible in the makeup. In other words, even though the Mishnah says 18 mone in the morning, 12 in the afternoon, you could have it 19 mone in the morning and 11 mone in the afternoon. It could be a match as long as you get up to 30, and as long as the big day shacharis, the clothes that he wore, that linen clothes of shacharis, were of a higher quality than those of Ben Arbaim. Elu Mishil Tzibur, says the Mishnah, these 30 money according to Chachamim, or the 20 money according to Meir, all came from the public purse for Hekdesh. In order to buy the huge amount, or in order to buy these clothes. Vinrotzalah Hoysif, what happens if the Kohen Gadol wants to have even more expensive clothes than that? He can do it, Moisif, but Mishalai, it's out of his own pocket, he has to add. If he wants to add, he can do his own money to add to these. These are minimum. Mishnah Hay. Boloi Eitzel Parah, he came to his cow. In the parasha on the Vedim Kippurim, it says the Kohen Gadol should come to the holy area with a bull, Parben Boker Lachatos. And that cow or that bull had to be his own, had to be owned by himself. And he came to atone for himself and his family. So, Uforoi Hoya Oimed Ben Ha'ulam Olam Mizbeach. His bull was standing in the north of the Azara between the Great Hall and the Mizbeach, close to the Hechel. The reason that it was placed there is because the Kohen Gadol shouldn't have to travel too far. He should have a very short entry to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and to go into the Hechel with the blood of the bull. And he would have to bring a whole bowl full of blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for sprinkling inside. So they would therefore say, and that's where he was now standing, Roshoy Ladoroim Ufonov Lamarov. And he would have the head of the bull would be facing south. But Ufonov Lamarov, he would turn the face to the west. Now, why did they do that? If you turn the face to the west, why not just have the bull standing east-west direction? You wouldn't have to turn the head around. The Gemara explains that they did not want to have the cow standing in a position where the face or the head was towards the west and the back towards the east, because they were concerned in case that the animal feels like relieving itself. If it did that while it was in the east-west position, it would be embarrassing. And therefore they didn't want to do that, so to stop them doing that, so what they had was they placed the cow in a south-north direction, head facing the south, but they would turn the face towards the west, towards the Hechel. Hakoyen Omed Ba Mizrach, the Kohen would be standing face with his back to the east, but Ufon of Lamar, he was actually facing west towards the Hegel. V'soymech shteyodov alav, he would lean his two hands on the bull between its horns, u'misvada, and he would say the vidui, as it says in the Pasuk. V'chacho yo'omer, and this is what he used to say in his vidui, Ono Hashem, please Hashem. He would mention here the shame, the real name of Hashem, which we don't know how to say, but they would say that real name of Hashem, the Shem Amufurish. Obviously, Vashati Chotosi Lefanecha. I've sinned, I've transgressed, I've willfully transgressed Lefanecha. I've sinned against you. Ani Obesi, and Ono Hashem, Kapana, please forgive. La Avonos, Vela Pshoim, Vela Chatoim, Shervisi, for all the sins that I've done before you, I and my family, as it says in the Torah of Moshe your servant, on this day Hashem will atone for you. And if we look closely, we will see that the Kohen Gadol will have pronounced now three times the full name of Hashem. Once in Ono Hashem, twice in Ono Hashem, and then a third time in the Pasuk quoted when he says the words, Kiva Yom Azeh Ichaper Ichaper Lechem, on this day Hashem will atone for you. And in that Pasuk, it has Hashem's name, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. That would be the third time that he would pronounce the name of God in its complete state, in its mafur state. And Vehain, and the Kohenim, and the people who were standing in the Azara, when they would hear the name of Hashem, the explicit name of Hashem being said, Oyinin Acharav, they would be answering after him. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusai Loilam Vaid. And this is based on a Pasuk in Hazinu, where the Pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu this says, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havagoda Lelekeinu. When I call upon the name of Hashem, give greatness to our God. Moshe is telling the Jewish people, the time that I mention the name of Hashem, you give greatness to Hashem. Atem Havagoda Lelekeinu. And indeed, that's what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. They would give greatness and say, Baruch Shem Kevod Malchusai Loilam Vaid. The expression of Isi Poshatin Chatosi that we mention in the Mishnah, in the opinion here we're saying it, is really the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds that first we mention the Avoinos means the sins that were done on purpose, but not with intention to rebel. Then Pishayim, that's the worst. Pishayim is when it's done in purposely, Lahachis. And then to make Hashem angry, and then you have Chatosi, which is purely by accident. That's how Rabbi Meir learns. The Chachamim, however, object to that. And they say, wait a second. If you've already confessed the Avoinos, which is Zodon by purpose, and you've confessed already and said, ask forgiveness for the Moired, for the things done with rebellious intent, why would you then go and ask for Shkogos? Chatosi, that's what you say that? And it doesn't seem right. Chatosi is for things done by accident. You wouldn't ask for that at the end if you've already asked for things done on purpose and rebellion. And therefore the Chacham hold no. The way you do it is Chatosi, Avisi, Poshati, Lefenecha. Chatosi, you ask Hashem for the things that I have done by accident. Then you move up and you say, Avisi, for things that I've done on purpose. And then you even ask forgiveness for Poshati, which I have done rebellious state against you. And this is based in also in Tehillim, in Perek Kufav, where David HaMelech says, Chatoni im avesena avinu vishanu. He starts off with chat, chait, and then oven, and then rosh, and then hirshanu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do that. Moshe Rabbeinu asked and said, Noise ovoin bofesha v'chatoa. He did put chatoa at the end like Rav Meir. So the Chacham will say no. Moshe Rabbeinu says in front of Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I want you to do the following. When the Yidden do choitin, when they sin before you and do tshuva, then make even the zdoinos like shkogos. Turn the zodah and turn the oven vofesha into chatoa. That's how they interpret it. But generally speaking, when we ask Hashem forgiveness, it should be first the lighter ones, the easy ones to forgive, chatos, done by accident, then avoinos, things done purpose, and then even pshaim. And Rabbi Bar Shmuel Amarav says in the Gemara there, the halacha is indeed like the Chachamim, that we ask first for the kalos and then for the chamuros. We ask for the lighter things and then the more severe things. Therefore, our Mishnah is indeed not like Rechamim. Our Mishnah must go according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir that holds you do say Chatosi at the end.